Grace and peace, everyone. This is Pastor Garfield Crumbie from Divine Word Impact Kingdom Ministry. We are a ministry that is built for purpose and designed for impact. I am your host. Welcome to the Empowerment Zone.
In continuing on the subtopic as to why God needs sons, I would like to make my final point this morning, and I am coming from Matthew chapter 16, verses 13 through 19, and it reads, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth, thou shalt be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So why does God need sons? God needs sons in order to bring heaven and earth into agreement. It was the late Dr. Miles Monroe who said that without heaven, earth cannot, and without earth, heaven will not. So Jesus asked the disciples, whom do men say that I am? And after giving various answers as to who said what, some say you're this prophet, some say you're that prophet, and Jesus asked the disciples, whom do you say that I am? And Peter responded, you're the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now everyone else who was saying that Jesus was this prophet or Jesus was that prophet, none of them were answering in accordance to what heaven was saying. But Peter responded, you're the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said that Peter, flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. So basically what Jesus was saying is that Peter heard what heaven was saying and echoed or said the same thing in the earth realm, thus bringing heaven and earth into agreement. The word agreement there in the Greek means to voice the same opinion or to speak the same thing. So Peter heard what heaven was saying and spoke the same thing. Even Jesus said, I only do those things which I see my Father do, or I only speak those things which my Father commanded me. Even Jesus again said in one of the Gospels that from this henceforth you shall see the heavens open up and the angel of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. So what Jesus was saying, that he was the connection between heaven and earth. As the Son of God, he was the connection between heaven and earth to bring heaven and earth into harmony or into agreement. We read in the book of Genesis where Jacob had a dream, and in the dream he saw a ladder descended from heaven and sat upon the earth, and above the ladder Jacob said he saw the Lord was standing and angels were ascending and descending upon the ladder. So the ladder was the connection between heaven and earth, and Jesus was letting us know that he is the connection, that he is the agreement between heaven and earth, because he came to declare in the earth realm what he heard the Father said. So here, Jesus was speaking concerning the power of agreement. Now, number one, the scripture says, how can two walk together unless they agree? So when we come into agreement with heaven, we are walking together with heaven. And Jesus here said unto Peter, after he says, flesh and blood have not revealed this unto you, he said, I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, upon this rock I will build my ecclesia, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So when we come into agreement with heaven, when we come into agreement with heaven, it brings us into a place of stability and constancy. In verse 19, he says, and I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. So we see here, when we walk into when we walk in agreement with heaven, it gives us access. Keys, he says, I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom. Keys symbolically speaks of authority, it speaks of access, and it speaks of the right to. So when we walk in agreement with heaven, when we say in the earth realm what heaven is saying, to bring heaven and earth into agreement, it gives us access. It says, and I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And he says, whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. This is here coming into the power of agreement. Now, when we read the scripture, we believe that heaven is giving us a blank check, and all we have to do is name it and claim it, tag it and grab it, put a praise on it, and heaven will comply, or heaven will fulfill our wish list. But that is not what Jesus was saying. If we look at this text in the Greek grammatical construct, what Jesus was saying is that whatsoever we bind on earth must be what is already bound in heaven, and whatsoever we shall loose on earth must be what is already loosed in heaven. So Jesus was in essence saying that whatsoever we declare to be illegal on earth must be what heaven has already declared to be legal. And whatsoever we declare to be right in the earth must be what heaven has already declared to be right. So what Jesus is in essence is saying is that earth must take its cue from heaven. But in order for earth to take its cue from heaven, the earth must know what heaven is saying. And this is where the sons of God comes in, because Jesus told his disciples, when they asked him, why is it that he speaks to the multitude in parables, but speak to them straightforwardly? And Jesus said, it is because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom. So God reveals himself to his sons. God reveals the mysteries of the kingdom to the sons. And when we declare in the earth realm what heaven is saying, when we confess, the word confess there means to say the same thing. So when we confess in the earth realm the same thing that heaven is saying, it then causes the authority, it causes the authority of heaven to be manifest in the earth. It causes the kingdom, the power, and the glory of heaven to come to earth. Servants cannot bring heaven and earth into agreement. Daughters cannot bring heaven and earth into agreement. God is looking to raise up mature, responsible sons who will be able to sit at the feet of the Father in fellowship, in communion, in prayer, and hear what heaven is saying. We read in the scripture when Jesus visited the house of Lazarus' friend, and Martha was preparing food for Jesus, but Mary went to sit at Jesus' feet to hear his word, and Martha complained to Jesus, and Jesus, I'm here working hard and tired. Tell Mary to come and help me. Jesus said, Martha, you are worried about many things. Mary has chosen the better path. Mary has chosen the better thing, and it shall not be taken away from her. In the book of Matthew, again, I believe Matthew chapter 4, Jesus said that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God shall man live. So in order for us to hear the voice of God, that means we have to be able to spend time in his presence, to spend time in the presence of the King, to hear what heaven is saying, and to echo the same thing in the earth realm. This is how sons bring heaven and earth into agreement. And when heaven and earth come into agreement, the heavens has access to the earth, and the earth has access to the heavens. And Jesus, I give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, that grants us the authority. It grants us the access to be able to manifest and to demonstrate the kingdom of God. So we will be able consistently to heal the sick, to raise the dead, to cast out devils, to cleanse the lepers, to work miracle signs and wonders. Because when we come into agreement with heaven, it gives us unlimited, unfettered, and unrestricted access to the throne of God, to the power of heaven. And this is why God wants sons. This is why he wants sons who will be able to bring heaven and earth into agreement and manifest his kingdom, his power, and his glory, that no man can deny. You know, the saying is that documentation trumps conversation. And when we're able to demonstrate and manifest the power of God, the glory of God, and the kingdom of God, that in itself becomes a witness. And this is how sinners will be converted unto him. And this is how he will be able to add daily to his ecclesia. This is how he will be able to add daily unto his body. Because when heaven and earth comes into agreement, the gates of hell will not be able to stand against, to withstand, or to prevail against the kingdom of God, or to prevail against the will and purpose of God, because God has sons that is walking in agreement with heaven. God has sons who have come to the place of connectivity to bring heaven and earth in agreement. God bless you this morning, and go in this thy might.
We pray that you are blessed by the word today. You may contact Divine Word Impact Kingdom Ministry, home of the Empowerment Zone, at 772-323-8890. If you would like to support this program, you may donate by using Cash App, $DWImpact, or Zelle GCrumby at divinewordimpact.org. Join us again next Saturday at 8:30 a.m. right here at WCNO 89.9 FM. Be blessed and go in this thy might.